The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Da-da-da chatterbox. Da-da-da chatterbox. You put the chatterbox into my mouth. A chat, chat, where we're answering Q's and the Q's and A's. A dee do 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 dee 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 dee. It's chatterbox.
Oh.
Not to be confused with chatterbox, which, Aaron, is what you just consumed.
Yeah, you guys, I'm in rough shape. Yeah, guys, this is going to be the worst state you've ever heard me in.
So,
on this podcast.
Aaron, true or false, somebody's suffering from a little mac and cheese tummy?
Yeah,
cheddar belly? Do you have cheddar belly?
I panicked and I should have had an apple or like a little piece of cheese or some pretzels or something, because you don't want to eat right before you record Hey Riddle Riddle. You got to be nimble. You don't want to have like a meal right before. Uh-huh. Basically,
Aaron,
the same thing as swimming. What?
I thought you were saying on top of what you ate, you should have had a little bit of cheese. And I was like, that seems like a hat on a hat.
No. I would never put, I would put that much cheese in my body, but not before a Hey Riddle Riddle recording. And then.
Got it.
The whole time I was doing it, I was so aware of how sabotagey it was. I kept going, stop, don't do this. You can always stop. You can always give up here. Stop it. And I made a box of mac and cheese on the stove, gluten-free mac and cheese, and I ate the whole thing in, I would say...
Box and all.
I think I ate it all in like 120 seconds.
Oh, I love a good box and all. Everybody having sex and drinking wine. Box and alls are so fun.
It's my favorite Greek god.
It's a Greek term, yeah.
Yeah. Or Roman?
And then I sat down and I went, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Help me. Oh, God, no. Help.
Oh, you sing the TikTok song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not to blow up our spot too much, but we like to record episodes in, for Adele and I would say the early evening. For Aaron, I would say the late afternoon. What's your usual, I mean, before we do a couple of episodes, what's your usual, like, go-to eating, you know, beforehand? Adele, I know you've probably been up for maybe 2 hours today. So
hold
is
on.
It like a, is
I
it
woke
breakfast
up at 1:45 p.m., so
okay.
I've been up
okay.
for 4 hours.
Okay.
Things are lawless in my house right now. I'm here alone. Huh. I slept on the couch last night. I woke up. I made myself a little egg sandwich at like 8. And then I got really concerned with the stray cat that was outside my house. And I just became obsessed with that for a few hours, and I stopped.
The 1997.
No,
jazz?
What is this reach? What is this reach? What is this reach that you're doing?
What did they sing? What did Stray Cat sing?
What are you talking
Brian
about?
Seltzer
well,
and the Stray-
Alu almost murdered this cat, and I went, well, it's 90 degrees outside, and so I was like trying to get the cat to have water.
Uh huh.
And they were also a jazz band from the late 90s.
yes, Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats. Is that
okay,
something?
I mean, when he's right, he's right, ladies and gentlemen. He don't miss.
And so I just got distracted. And so I didn't, normally I would have had like a turkey wrap, but again, it's a lawless land right now in my home. I'm not doing anything I ought to be doing. Adel, I really love this. I'm full of cheese, but you're cheering me up. I said turkey wrap, and you started rapping like a turkey. And for that,
I don't know. I think Adel is giving me osmosis AD&D. ADHD.
Yeah, I'm going to switch my phone plan to AD&D, where you're on a call with one person, and then it automatically switches to a call of another person.
I'm going to start running an ADHD&D group, where it's all just like, roll for what was I saying?
I would thrive there.
I was trying to listen to Aaron's story, but when Adel was going gobble, 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 I was like, you know what? Maybe that is what I want to do. Maybe I don't want to listen, and I do want to just go gobble, 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 gobble.
My name's Cornucopia, and I'm here to say.
Yeah, maybe.
you tricked my brain. I'm like, I guess I'm trying to be a little better, but maybe the person that I want to be is the fucking turkey right now.
Yeah, do you want to be listening to a boring lady story or rapping like
no,
a turkey?
We
Aaron, so you said little egg sandwich when you woke up, then you said a little bit of turkey.
No. So I normally, so I had an egg sandwich when I woke up, and I normally would have a turkey wrap at like
my name's Funkadoodle.
Okay. That's why I made a mistake.
And then a piece of fruit before we record. And energy wise, and I'm pretty good. And then I'll have like my biggest meal of the day for dinner on a Monday, which is when we record.
Got it.
So, but today I got so distracted. They're just, and again, lawless land here by myself, sleeping on the couch, going insane. And
just like
I just forgot to eat. And then I, and it was like 20 minutes before we served. And I was like, oh God, fuck. And so I was like,
I've been there.
Yeah. And it, I just, it's such a mistake. And I feel like my blood is moving so, so, so slow through me. It like my blood is hurting me. Does that make sense?
Your blood is congealing.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's turning into gluten-free mac and cheese blood.
Yeah, how are you guys? Are you okay?
Well, I think what you're describing is sepsis. Adel, what about you? What's your pre-record eating routine?
I always, whenever I wake up, which is always in the afternoon, unless we're doing a morning record, which then I'm just useless. I eat whatever leftovers I had last night. So today, when I woke up, I immediately had some of that pizza that we split last night. Okay, green olives and artichoke.
I was at your house last night. There was maybe two pieces left.
What?
There was a tiny amount of pizza.
Oh, you're saying
left,
when
right?
you got some though. You're saying
leftovers. Oh no, I ate it. I'm just saying that when you said that you ate leftovers, I'm like,
there's
in my mind there would be a conversation of is this leftovers or is this a little bit of pizza stuck to the box?
A little bit of pizza stuck to the box. So there was three pieces, but one was like a little corner piece, which is like one of those wide triangles where it's barely, it's mostly crust.
I'm only interrupting your story because you turkey wrapped through
Please
mine.
Do.
But that's my version of Katy Perry. Like, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Mine is, do you ever feel like a little piece of pizza stuck to the box? Because that emotionally rings true for me.
And then as soon as I finished the pizza, I was like, I'm probably going to still be hungry in like an hour or two. So I immediately started making a purple carrot, and it was hoisin tofu steaks.
Oh, okay.
With a little side salad and rice. So that was, I made that and that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, my go-to usually on a record night is I will eat a late dinner because I'll eat after the show and I'll drink like a coffee right before we record and then I'll be pretty hungry by the time we're done recording. And that's my usual go-to. But I forgot to tell you guys because I didn't tell you this a few weeks ago when we did our LA live shows. It was, you know, it was a Sunday night and I was also, I mean, I'd been in LA for a few days, but I was also kind of on Chicago time and we were out there till like midnight, just talking to people after the show, midnight LA time, which was like 2 a.m. for me. And Mariah had to work the next day at 7 a.m. LA time. So she was like, can we go? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. We can go. So we left and we start driving back to our Airbnb and we like 2 blocks from our Airbnb, there was a Carl's Jr. on the corner. And I realized as soon as I saw that Carl's Jr., I was like, I didn't eat before the show. That was like 7 hours ago. I am so fucking hungry. And I was like, can we get Carl's Jr.? And Brian was like, yes. I ate probably $30 worth of Carl's Jr. Whoa. At like 1 a.m. I haven't done that since I was like 20. And I woke up the next day. Fine. Feeling absolutely okay. I was like, wow, that was actually the right decision.
Damn. Anything over $15 spent and you're a senior for sure.
I think it was LA prices too. So I was like, come on, this is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, I got fast food after that as well. I got McDonald's delivered to my house.
Wow.
Oh, shit. None of the McDonald's. Yeah, because a few of the McDonald's I passed on the way home were closed. And so I was like, fuck it. And it was so disgusting and not good at all. But I was like, I'm delirious. I've never felt more insane after any improv show than I did our 10 p.m. LA live show. I feel like I lost my fucking mind during that show. I thought I was like hallucinating mid that show. Like, I should not be
Gemma
here.
And I think all three of us went out front of the theater after the late show. And I think Gemma and I were literally the last to leave. So like, the last people left and then we found ourselves just standing there and we're like, let's go look for food. And it was like 12:55 p.m. or a.m. And we were like, oh, nothing's really open. So we were going to like walk and then someone's like, I wouldn't walk around here. And we're like, okay. And so we got an Uber and hightailed it out of there. I forgot to tell you too, what after we did our episode of Man Now Dog pod.
Sure.
I always suddenly have dyslexia whenever I say that because I always want to put the dog first. Man Now Dog Pod.
It was You're the Man Now Dog Pod, and then they shortened it to Man Now Dog Pod. I believe.
Man now dog. Yes.
Man dog now.
But I always want to say man, dog now man. You're the dog now,
just
man.
Man dog yeah. pod.
But it's oh, man yeah. now dog.
We have fucked over recording. Anyone listening to their show.
But no. It's the best. But we recorded with them, so please check out that episode. But after we were done, I had a flight to catch, and I was like, I'll have plenty of time. And traffic was awful, and then there's like a ton of people. And so I made my flight by, I was the last person to board the flight. And I want to say.
And everybody clapped like you were the pilot.
Yeah. I want to say I made it probably by like 2 minutes.
Oh, God.
Seconds.
Thank God.
So we were joking about me missing my flight, and then I almost did.
We were joking about you missing your flight, and I would say that you lingered for maybe like 20 minutes just kind of hanging out and shooting the shit. And I was thinking you were like, it was like 3:30 and your flight was at 4:30.
Well, I called
an
Uber, and the Uber was 18 minutes away.
Oh, shit.
Fun kind of guys. They're fun to
just
talk
a fun
to.
Time. Yeah, LA traffic, boy. Woohoo.
My favorite Doors song. And Paul Tompkins' favorite Doors song. LA traffic.
But I believe that in this chatterbox, we're not just chatting about the boxes of mac and cheese that we're eating.
Remind me.
We're chatting about an all two different type of box, which is the box of our Discord channel.
Yay.
Oh, come on. This is probably bottom three segues for me in the history of me talking.
No, so, yeah, I mean, it's not great. Do you want another shot at it? You got it.
So some people go on our Discord channel in the Chatterbox topic and they ask us questions and then we read some of the questions and then we kind of talk about it. And that's the show today.
This is a great question from Drug Crazed. I really
Thank
like this question.
Thank fucking God.
It's a sentence that'll never be said again.
Exactly. If you could buy your co-hosts a gift of any kind, an experience, an object, anything, and it wouldn't cost you anything, what would you get them? I have thoughts on this.
Wait. Does this? I have a question. Does this thing actually have to exist, or can it be like in a fantasy world? Because it's like no cost or anything, right?
I would say it has to exist. So
okay,
you can't
I would
get
buy you a Minotaur.
Yeah,
I would buy Aaron new blood and completely new system of blood. I think
new
that would
blood,
really
Breaking
help Aaron.
Dawn.
Okay, so it's a real thing. It's a real thing that has to exist, but money is no object.
Yeah, I had a little head start because I read this question before, so I've thought about it a little bit. And
okay. You want to kick us off?
The thing I
please,
yeah, the thing I want to get both. I want to get the same thing for both of you, which is like a huge, very intricate scavenger hunt. Sort of like the movie The Game, but not scary, where you
guys
have to figure out puzzles in your real life and have it be like a 2-week-long thing. I think you'd both have a lot of fun doing that. So I'd like to do something like that. I'd also like to...
I like that, Aaron. That's a very good answer.
That's a wonderful
Get Addle sort of a Beauty and the Beast-style library. Just have an architect come in and make him a gorgeous library for all of his
Look,
books.
There he goes. That man is all in plaid now. He just fell off the ladder. Yikes.
And I would like to get JBC a fucking clue.
Damn.
Cloud.
Okay, I'll do something similar where I think I think the most fun thing is to have the three of us travel somewhere. So I think I'd get us a trip to I want to go to Tokyo. So like a trip to Tokyo or like I know Jace wants to go to like Norway. So something like some big trip like that I think would be fun for the three of us to do. Outside of that, in terms of individual things, JPC, I would want to buy you. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but I'll say it just in case. A giant full T-Rex skeleton.
That's so obvious. I thought you were going to go with a fucking clue.
A full complete T-Rex skeleton.
Okay.
For you and Spaghetti. And by proxy Mariah. And then for Aaron, I would want to buy you your own antique store, just like a huge massive antique store, but you still treat it like you're shopping. So you go there and you're like, "Ooh, I love this." And then you just take it home, you never pay for it. So you're basically stealing, and then they constantly replenish it with new stuff. So you can always.
So you
find
want me to steal, and that's your big gift to me. Is you want me to steal? I love
but
it.
Not get caught, but not
I
get
love
caught.
It.
Aaron, I would get you money, no object. I would get you a walk-in candle. So this is like this is basically like an apartment. It's fully furnished inside.
That is so funny.
But it is a candle. So instead of having a bunch of candles in your apartment.
Are you not going to get me new blood? I already told everyone I was getting all new blood and I would be able to do a cartwheel again.
That's high on the list. But I think that actually probably is real. Maybe I'd get Aaron those allergy shots. I'd get Aaron, what is it? It's like 6 months of allergy shots. I think that's probably pretty expensive, too.
Hey,
since
follow me for a minute. Where are you going? Just come with me. Are you walking into your candle?
Yeah, my life is amazing right this way.
It's a walk-in candle.
Adel, I'm not sure if Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and one more that I can't remember.
I think his name is Sam.
Is there a Sam?
Sam the Eagle?
No, it doesn't matter. Well, whatever. I think the Eagles is a four-person band. I would get all four of those people to sign a bald eagle, and then I would give you that eagle. And so when people came over to your house, they'd be like, what the fuck? Is that a bald eagle? And be like, the Eagles gave me that eagle.
Yeah.
And then he's got his an 8-foot wingspan. He like puts it up, and you can see like Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, the other guy,
and
Don Henley.
Whenever people come over, the eagle is thrown in a spiral format by Donovan McNabb. So it's an eagle throwing an eagle from the Eagles.
I think that's a pretty great gift for you because I know how much you like horrible shit.
So everyone's feeling seen right now.
That's my brand.
That's a great question. Thank you so much. And what was the name? It was like Blood Loser.
I scrolled away.
Scary Farts?
We scrolled away. So thank you, Scary Farts. Drug Man, yeah.
Crazy Frog. Crazy Drug Frog. Do you guys remember Crazy Frog? Oh, we've had this conversation.
Yes, we have. No, you don't have to. Hey, you don't have to shut up. You can rap like a turkey, but you don't have to shut up.
Crazy Frog. And there's also like a hamster. What was the hamster thing?
A hamster
dance or something?
It was hamster dance.
Was that it?
Okay. That's Crazy Frog.
I think so, yes.
That used to dominate people's lives. Like, I would hear that as like ringtones. Back when people bought ringtones, that was a ringtone.
What a time in history. What reality TV show would you do the best and or worst in? And that is from Obliterated Knees.
I think, if I may answer first, I think, and I'm going to talk about you two as well. You don't have to do the same for me. I think, Aaron, you would crush in, I just forgot the name of it. The Circle. I think you would dominate in The Circle.
Thank you.
JPC, I think you'd do incredibly well on Survivor. Because I feel like Survivor is a lot of like you. A lot of people lose because they're like, I don't have meat, and I need 80 pounds of meat a day to live. So I think you do really well in that. And I feel like you're sneaky, athletic, and you'd have a good social game, and you make people laugh, but also you have boundaries, and people would respect that. And then I think I would do best in Big Brother, because that's basically my day to day life. Is I just kind of like lounge around the house.
Sure.
And the games are all like super goofy games, and I feel like I don't have to have any sort of stamina or strength, and I can just kind of float through this.
Just gotta wake up late and be goofy? That sounds fun.
That's my brand, wake up late and be goofy.
Aaron, what about you? I know you, because you definitely are more familiar with reality TV than I am.
Yeah, I think
Aaron,
that...
you would also crush Love Island.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early days, though. So I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know if I would be good at Love Island because I would show up going, I have to show up in a bathing suit? Why?
Yeah, but you're always pulling people for chats.
I really am.
You fit, isn't it?
I feel like I would do okay on The Circle. I don't know if I would win, but I'd like to think I'd make it far. Yeah. And I know I'd do very poorly on any reality TV show where it's like skill-based. Like a Project Runway, and not that I qualify to be on this, but like I'm watching RuPaul, I'm watching Drag Race, the
All Stars.
That's what I was trying to think of, the All Star one season. And they are so, I love Jinx so much. They are so good at so many different things. And I'm like, I can't even fathom being on a reality TV show. You got where you have to sew and do your makeup and style yourself like that.
Yeah, that to me is absolutely wild. Like to be like, sew a dress out of this.
Yeah.
Stuff that you found in a fucking box in someone's
attic.
What?
It's so impressive to me.
JPC, how about you?
I would like to be a husband on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You'd crush it.
I thought you were about to be like, I would like to be in the Hunger Games.
I would. Here's my move. If I got the part, I'd shave my head, go completely bald. I would put on 40, 50 pounds of muscle.
I don't think shaving your head is going completely bald. I think those are two different things.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I would effectively go bald. Actually, I probably, if what I need to do to gain 40 to 50 pounds of muscle makes my hair fall out, that's two birds, one stone. And then I'd be like, Teresa, you don't give me any fucking respect. That's the problem. It's because you don't know how to respect your elders. And then that would be my whole life. I'd love that.
Hold on. I'm trying to close my eyes and picturing a shaved head JPC taking a risotto to the face. it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'd start wearing rings on every finger. I'd get a bunch of chains.
You would have a tanning bed in your bathroom, your bedroom, dining room, and living room.
A walk-in bed.
I think
the three of us, if we were all to participate on something, I don't think we'd win it by any stretch of the imagination, but I think we'd be the most entertaining contestants ever on The Amazing Race, which I don't know if you guys have seen any of that, but it is the funniest, most stressful shit I've ever seen.
Is The Amazing Race, I thought it was two people. Is The Amazing Race two people?
It's typically two, but I feel like
exactly what would happen. The two of you would be two contestants on Amazing Race, and I'd keep showing up in all the countries that you're in with my hair sweat. Like matted to my forehead, going like, "Hey guys, can I? Like,
are you doing something without me?" And we're like, "Oh, Aaron,
I go, "I'm here too. I can." And then you go, "We picked each other as partners, Aaron. We're actually doing pretty well in this race." And I slow you guys down.
We have to shave this horse, and then we have to leave for Guatemala at 2 a.m. Are you cool with that?
It would be Adele and Aaron on Amazing Race, and then they would just, I would be in a big suitcase that they carried around with them all the time. And I'd be in the trunk, and like they'd open the trunk every once in a while and be like, JPC, which way is west? And I'd be like, it's this way. And then they'd shut the trunk.
Okay, I will like go on Game Boy Color Race if I can bring a clear suitcase that the public at home can just clearly see JPC drinking little espressos inside the suitcase while we run through airports with him.
And I'm sure TSA would appreciate it. I will say, if the two of you or anybody listening is ever curious, I think it's comfortable to watch, but there's a clip of someone on The Amazing Race who they're putting a watermelon in a slingshot, like this giant slingshot.
Oh, I hate that video. Don't look it up, everybody.
It is the most incredible video where that person should be dead. The velocity and speed at which the watermelon, because she puts it in a slingshot, pulls it back with all her body weight, lets it go, and it gets stuck, flings back around, and hits her in the face at maybe 300 miles per hour.
Okay.
And it's a full-size watermelon. That person should be dead. So it's the most incredible story of, like, she walked away seemingly unfazed.
If you can stomach a video of watching someone get murdered, it feels the same in your body. Like, I gotta tell you, it feels the same as like watching a video of someone getting hit by like a train. Like, it is horrible. But if you're into that,
I typed in Amazing Race on YouTube, and the very first result was Amazing Race watermelon. So
my gut is telling me that it's because you have Googled that before.
No.
You have Googled Amazing Race watermelon. That is an autocomplete.
This is basically still on topic, and it comes from Living Wormwood, and it's, what the fuck does JPC eat?
As everyone knows, I'm a vegetarian, so I do not consume any meat products. I eat almost the same thing every day because it doesn't bother me to eat the same thing every day, and I'm an absolute psychopath. But every morning I have, I want to say, maybe 2 to 3 eggs, and I will vary up the way that I eat them. So I'll do a scrambled, or I'll do a over easy fried. But I'm thinking I'm like over easy fried for the majority of the time. And then Beyond Meat makes like a breakfast sausage. Beyond Beef. I can't remember what the name of it is. Beyond. Maybe it's just Beyond. Makes a breakfast sausage. So I'll have like maybe two of those. Occasionally I'll have like some, what am I trying to say? Like protein cereal, like pre-workout protein cereal. If I wake up like ravenously hungry, but usually I will work out, then eat breakfast. then have like a late lunch. I eat a lot of like fake meat products. I love the Impossible Chicken Nuggets. I love the Beyond Chicken Strips. I do like Beyond Beef broccoli bowls a lot for lunch. Mm. So I'll just like cut up some broccoli, steam some rice, and then fry up some beef, and then have like a broccoli bowl with some like hot sauce. And then for dinner, that's when I try to like eat a vegetable for the first time that day. So the way that we tend to cook in our household is we have like 7 recipes and we just like rotate them out until we get like entirely bored. And then we're like, we got to add some different recipes to this rotation. But there has been, especially this summer, we've been traveling a lot lately and I've been eating like absolute fucking garbage because I haven't been cooking for myself. And it's so nice for the past like 2 weeks-ish to be back home and like going to the grocery store again and being like, I am going to have a salad. Like today is a day that I'm going to eat a leafy green.
Yeah, I can't. I've been ordering food in nonstop, except for Purple Carrot. We basically order Jimmy John's or some local whatever food. It's very bad for me. But my car just got out of the shop, so tomorrow I'm going to Costco if anybody needs anything.
I love a Costco.
Remember when you took me to Costco and I was so scared and excited? It was very much like this place.
Taking a child to their first haunted house or something, where it's like you were trepidatious, but your eyes were wide with wonder.
They have TVs and ice cream sandwiches in bulk. Where am I?
And I said, Aaron, pick out one thing. You can get one thing.
And I got
Costco is dangerous too. I had people over in my backyard a couple weeks ago, and I went to Costco beforehand because I was like, oh yeah, a big group of people, go to Costco. And then Costco was like, I bought a cake that said number one dad, and it was only like $9. And I was like, fuck. And then I had like a cake in my house. I was like, I tried to give away as much cake as I fucking could, and I still
There's
had so
a
much cake
in my
over.
House.
And I am the number one dad. So I got to be real careful when I go to Costco. I can't actually buy a lot of like... I buy a lot of like shelf stable like drinks and stuff at Costco, but I can't get a lot of food there because it's like, well, I guess now I have 31 croissants. Like, I guess I'm fucked.
Yeah, is a YouTube thing that I'm like kind of obsessed with. You know when you What's get that? Like an interest or a hobby that has absolutely nothing to do with your life. So I like watching videos, of like that. It's mostly Mormon women who like teach you how to stretch your budget food wise.
Stretch your butt. Oh, thank God there's a DGET in there.
Adel's having fun today and we all need to take her. But I like when they're like, we have 12 kids and this is how we make our grocery bills, $55. And then Insane. They go to Costco and they run Steal. Out of food in like 3 days. Because they have so many kids, and I'm addicted to videos like that. Like, oh, I love Mormon budgeting billion kid videos. I relate to them in no way at all, but I'm still like, yeah, this is amazing.
Having 12 mouths to feed, it is insane. It's so, you have to make so much. You basically have to run like a kitchen full time.
You're never not cooking.
House.
You're never not cooking.
Well, here's the thing. I love making like big dinners. I love making like big amounts of food because sometimes, you know, it just means you'll have a lot of leftovers. But mm-hmm. I feel like I am really good. I am perfect at cooking for 4 people. And I have to cook for 4 people 0 times ever in my life. So I can make the perfect amount of food for like, you know, 3 really hungry people or like 4 people that want to have a sensible dinner. And that's what I'm making 90% of the time that I cook.
I feel like if I ever have a family, I'm pretty fucked because when I order for like Gemma and I for like a normal lunch or dinner, I'm like, oh, $65 is fine for 2 people. So I feel like I'm very bad with money, as we all kind of know. I'm very bad with money, but I always like take a look back at my balance at the end of the week and I'm like, how the hell did I lose this much money? And then I'm like, oh yeah. I've got 4 appetizers at this restaurant. I'm an idiot.
I'm struggling with a thing that is like LA specific. I guess it's not just LA specific, but it's like not living in a city specific, which is I used to be able to go grocery shopping like once every 2 or 3 days. And that worked so much better for me when I was like trying to intuitively eat, coming off of like eating disorder stuff in my teens and 20s. And it's so much harder now to like buy a week or so or more worth of groceries in one swoop and to like stretch it out and to make it make sense without it like either being I eat everything right away or mm-hmm. everything goes bad because I don't know how to pace it out well.
The meal planning stuff is such a fucking, it's so hard to do. If you're like, just saying like, I want to buy a week's worth of groceries, that is a difficult thing to do, especially if you want like any produce in there. If you're like, I want to buy a week's worth of groceries and this week I'm eating canned beans, super simple, very easy to do. But if you're like, now I got to wait until like this avocado's ripe, but it has it's such a fucking nightmare. And I do miss being able to just like walk to a grocery store, you know, 6 minutes and be like, great, I only need one bagel and some almond milk and I'm good. Because now when I run out of that stuff, it's like, well, I'm not fucking driving to the goddamn grocery store to get one almond milk like an asshole.
Totally. It's also that you can be like scrappier with the stuff that you have if you're close to a grocery store, because you can go like, I have an onion and I have this. And, oh, I should just go up and like pick out just pasta and I'll be good.
If I get two more things, this random shit in my house becomes a meal. Yeah.
I forget the website, but I just saw a website the other day that somebody posted on Twitter that's amazing, where it's like all you do is you go on the website and you click what's in your fridge. So if you're like, I have an onion, cheddar cheese, spaghetti noodles, and whatever else, you click whatever and it'll show you recipes on how to make food with those items, which I think is very cool.
That is interesting. I also think, like I said, I've said this many times on the show. Mariah and I call that spabados, where we're just like, we open up the fridge and we say, what do we have?
Ooh, I can make bad spaghetti.
I feel like our hit rate for spabados is like 95%. Because once you know like a few things about cooking, mm-hmm. you can take a lot of like random ingredients and figure out like an okay thing to have.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, but you will not do it 100% right out of the gate. But you spend a little time on it, and I think it's like it's a skill that I think a lot of people can pick up.
And I think Aaron, we've talked about this before. I just always want in my house, I always want just a skillet with olive oil, chopped garlic, and onions.
The best smell.
It's the best. It's so sexy to look at, and then the smell is so nice. Like I've overly romanticized stovetop garlic and onions.
Yeah, sweating out your onions and some olive oil. Heaven.
We were making this Indian butter tofu the other night, and it was like a full stick of butter, two whole onions, some garlic, some ginger, and a bunch of chili powder. And I was like, Mariah and I were just taking turns putting our heads over the stove and just going, and just like being like, yes, I can't wait to eat this.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes.
I highly recommend, there's a show on Hulu that's called The Bear, and it's like a guy in Chicago. It's like a Michelin star chef goes to Chicago to like keep his brother's restaurant afloat, and his brother's restaurant's like an Italian beef place. So he tries to like elevate the food there, and he has some success and some failures. But it's a really good show. It's really well paced. And then there's just like nonstop scenes of just like people being very good at handling food and cooking food. It's very fun to watch.
We talk about food porn. I love me some food porn.
Surf's up, my guy, 100%. Oh, Casey! Didn't say that.
Shame on you, Casey.
This question's from AK. Is there a podcast moment from any of your podcasts, not just Hey Riddle Riddle, you wish you could have a redo on to change or just relive?
Oh, sorry. I have not thought about a single moment of this show after it leaves my lips. Uh-huh. And I think that this is also probably pretty universally true for most creators of podcasts. A lot of people don't remember the podcasts. And I know this anecdotally from listening to a ton of podcasts where a bunch of people cannot be pressed for any details about the things that they have just said.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I can't get too far along the regret train, or else I'll never come back. I'll just fall into a voidless void.
Well, it could also be just something you wish you could relive because it was fun.
Yeah, I think. I think if I had to redo anything, I'd probably, for Magic Tavern, when I first created Chunt, I would probably have him be able to shapeshift through like drinking a potion or something, or just like willpower. Because I think I had him, he could shapeshift, he could change into any creature he had sex with, but then people would be like, What creatures have you been? And so I made up a bunch of backstory, and then people would be like, you said you were this, but you weren't, or you said you were that. And it just got real sloppy in terms of keeping track of everything. So I wish that it could have just been like a mental power that I could deploy, and then I can be like, I've been every animal at least once, and then I never have to deal with those questions again. Not that I love that people are curious, and I love that people are invested enough to ask it, but I just, for my own sanity, I'm like, fuck, I fucked it up.
You know what? Wait, is this a recording, a podcast recording moment that we could change in some way? Is that what the, or when you say relive, here's what I want to do. You tell me if this is within the rules. There was a recording session that we did for Hey Riddle Riddle where we recorded three episodes and the audio got corrupted and we lost all three. I'd go back to that exact moment.
That's air duct episodes.
Uh-huh. I'd go back to that exact moment right before we recorded. I'd be like, hey, can we just double check we're recording?
One of my favorite bits of all time. There was at least one episode in those three that was, I feel like I'm misremembering, but I feel like it was one of the funniest episodes we've ever done.
You're not wrong.
And it was, yeah, we trained a duck to play basketball and it was air duck. It was fantastic.
Or I'd go back to when we had to record in that other studio at IO, in that like weird basement studio.
Oh, yeah. And audio got corrupted.
Yeah, it was like episode 37 or 17 or something like that. I'd go back to that exact moment and then I would say, hey, can we make sure Aaron's mic is plugged in and registering?
You would make sure it was still unplugged.
Can we unplug Aaron's mic even more? Can we get it farther away from her?
I think the only thing I remember is,
that would be really fun.
The only thing I remember from that episode is, besides Aaron's audio corrupted, was we said one of us is a crab, one of us is a taco, and one of us is like a shake or something. I can't remember what it was.
Casey, by the way, is saying I'm innocent in the chat, so he just wants to be on record as saying that none of these were his fuck-ups. Yeah. So don't come at Casey. Don't come at Casey.
I think it would also be fun to go back to our very first recording ever. So, like, we had that. I asked you to. You said yes. We had, like, a dinner to.
I thought I would literally never see either of you ever again. Flesh things out.
And then I want to go back to the first ever episode we record, but with the knowledge that us recording that, like, that the show's going to be successful, I think would be very funny if that would change anything, or because I think we all started being like, this will be a fun 2 months and then we'll
I guess I would love to go back. I would go back to our first episode in 2018 and I would say, buy Bitcoin, JPC, buy Bitcoin. It's a fucking scam. It's a scam, but if you're the first one in on the scam, you will cash out of this scam.
And then you'd also have to go to yourself in 2021 and go, sell Bitcoin.
Sell Bitcoin. Sell it all. That would be what I would do.
I have a few answers for it.
Okay.
There's one episode, it's like in the 70s or something, where you guys were doing a bit while you were interrupting me while I was reading. And I remember thinking at the time, women are at work listening to this, and or anyone who's just dealing with that at their job, this is a very different vibe when we do it, when it's two guys who I trust who know that I'm going to be laughing at that. I was like, this is going to be bad for people's nervous systems to listen to this. And then instead of stopping and restarting without doing that bit, we soldiered on, and now I still get probably between 10 and 100 messages a week of women mostly, but people in general being mad at me.
What?
Being mad at me for not shutting it down.
I see. Yeah, I was like, absolutely, the anger should be directed at me and JPC.
Yeah, but that's not how the world works.
You should have gone back to 2018 and when we started doing this podcast, and you should have deleted all of your social media accounts.
Yeah, that too.
Just clear out your Instagram.
No, but
put it on private.
My gut was like, guys, we should start over because of people's nervous systems listening to this. And now I'm forever. People being like, Aaron, how dare you let that happen? It's very funny. And then the other thing I would go back is a lot of our like guest episodes for the first 100-150 episodes or so, I was so nervous that I wish I could go back and like enjoy it a little more. I wish I was just like breathing and letting myself enjoy the guests rather than like not wanting to bother them or have it be a nuisance. You know what I mean? Like,
really,
I feel like I was too anxious.
Yeah, I feel like the first, besides people we know, I think the first guest we had maybe was Zach and Jess, Zach Reno and Jess McKenna, I think. And it was funny because we did the episode, and then afterwards, Aaron, you seemed a little you were phenomenal in the episode, but then afterwards, when we weren't recording, you seemed like a little shaken or off.
I was
or
very
something.
Blue, yeah.
So I felt like I checked in with you, and you're like, "Oh no, I'm fine. It's just I'm a massive Off Book fan." And I was like, "Oh, you didn't say anything. I had no idea you even knew who they were." So you hit it very well, like you.
Yeah, I think I just was like, I don't know. I think it just was like getting older and turning 30. Like, I felt I still sometimes can get really nervous meeting someone that I admire, but it was a much more physical response, and I wish I could just go back and enjoy it a little bit more. And then my other answer is...
Well, Aaron, on that note, I not podcast, but I wish that I could go back and re-fuck every person I ever fucked for the first time so they could know how much worse I get at it. So they actually didn't have it as bad as they thought they had it, because...
Started at the top, now you're here.
I got worse.
That makes no sense somehow, but I'm following what you're saying. The other thing I wanted to say was I would love to relive hearing JPC say Maria CVS for the first time. I've never been more surprised by a joke. And then also, I wish I could go back in time and film the look on Adele's face during that Harry Potter Disney Twins one shot. When we said Avada Kedavra for the fourth time, his face when he went, okay, we have to stop, is to this day still the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I am in a rage that I don't have a video of it. He looks
that would have been nice.
So defeated.
I feel like that's one of the top 10 top 10 moments that I've laughed the hardest in my life. It's up
for
there.
Sure, like, me too.
I remember feeling like I was like, we may have to stop this recording because you guys couldn't stop killing people. And I was like, we can't keep doing this.
It was so funny. It was so funny because he had done so much work. He had his old notebook full of all of his notes. And he had like this idea for where the plot should go. And every time he introduced a character to help move us along
you
in
meet
the
a
quest,
little goblin. We about a cadaver. No.
I remember looking down at the desk in front of me that we recorded at. And I could see my tears just splattered all over the desk during that recording. But you can hear it a little bit on that recording, yeah. Adel's like voice changing, but I just wish the public could see the look on your face, Adel. You looked like you were laughing so hard, but also, yeah, like I've never broken a person's spirit before. Yeah.
I realized without thinking about nerfing the wands, I realized that it basically turns into like N64 era GoldenEye when you have the golden gun and it just takes one shot to kill people, where it's like, fuck, I've given you each weapons that can kill somebody immediately.
Yeah, that was very funny. There was a person very, very recently who, I think that they did this, they showed it on Reddit, but they did a little animation of one of our episodes, and it was like a 2-minute animation, and legit, they did a great job, but I think it took like 11 years to do because animation is so fucking difficult to do. Hold on, let me give them a shout out. So they are, Sibylum Law? Basil. They say that their name is Basil on Reddit, but they did a fucking fantastic animation. It was great. But they asked me if there was any other animations that they would like to do. And my answer is always to anyone who asked that question is like, whatever you want to do. Like, if there's something that you like about the show that you would love to animate, that's great.
Do the Disney Twins Hogwarts episode.
Thank you, but I will never direct anyone to do something like that. But what I do think would be very funny is if someone animated just one of those sections of the show where it's just us laughing for 30 seconds and not getting anything else out. I would love to see that animation of just us just uncontrollably laughing and not being able to move on. Because I remember that Avada Kedavra thing. I think that there's a solid 25 seconds of laughter where no one is talking.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so fun to animate.
Oh,
a waste of time. A waste of time. Please don't do that.
Someone
I think it would be funny.
Messaged me on Instagram recently and asked like if there's any scene that I thought of for animating. And I was like, really, I forget so much. But I do think that there's a barbecue scene where, Adel, you were coming over to JPC's house for a barbecue and you had brought a bunch of stuff that you definitely shouldn't be cooking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that scene.
I remember when that scene happened being like, wow, that is so visual. I think it would look really funny. So if anyone wants to animate that, I don't know where it is. I don't know what episode it is, what year it came out. Good luck.
I will say watching the Jamba Juice one that was recently animated, that was so, so enjoyable. And I sent it to like my family and stuff because I'm like, usually I'm self-conscious about my voice or whatever. But that was like one time where it's like, oh, because it's animated, I can detach myself from it. And I'm like, I'm watching these characters do this versus like being like, oh, I sound weird or whatever it is. So I truly love that. It was so fantastic.
I go with my better impulses a lot of time and I just don't reply. But I was like, I think it would also be so funny if someone's like, anything that you'd like me to animate? And I was like, absolutely, dude. Episode 106, it's about 41 minutes in. Please animate that. Just pick a random episode at a random timestamp like, and ask and say, like, it's plugs? one of my favorites. Can you please animate that? And they're like animating a fucking Helix
it's an
mattress
ad. Yeah.
Well, I guess we try and make those entertaining, so not the worst.
But I didn't do that because, again, I don't mm-hmm. do the bits that I think about in my head because I do think through the consequences of them. But it's 4 months of someone being like, JPC said he really wanted this, and so I'm going to put 180 hours into animating it.
And you were like, 4 months ago, I was a different man. I was better at sex.
My favorite thing Much about better. The when anyone animates something from our show, which I think is just like so magical and so lovely that anyone would take the time to do that. But my favorite part of it is I am always like completely shocked by the clip that they choose. I go, yeah. I don't even remember this. Like there's some things
Same,
like
yeah.
Smacks the Frog is imprinted on my brain forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like I can't
I like Smacks the Frog.
Can't forget that scene. But like other like that Jamba Juice scene, I was like, I have no memory of this.
I didn't remember it either. I stand by. I think I said this at the LA Live show. I stand by. I think the single funniest thing to come from this podcast is the one line, Smacks the Frog, please don't fuck my mom.
someone the other day sent me a picture of a tank top that had Smacks the Frog on it. And I think it said, like, what would Smacks the Frog do? And I was like, the context for me is very funny. The shirt in general is just like, oh, what a like, it's like a throwback retro shirt. Little, but for me, it's like, Smacks the Frog would fuck your mom. Yeah, yeah. That's what he would do.
Also, JPC going, I'm crazy. There's a gun in every box. Like him going, and then your Tony the Tiger voice in that ad, just, but see that I'll remember forever. But that Jamba Juice scene, I was like, oh, this is so funny. I don't remember this at all.
Very funny. Should we do another question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask JPC a question. You know how you eat after recordings?
Yes.
What's on the menu for tonight?
Meats Looks back like, on yeah. the menu.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say
literally
that.
About to say.
Yay!
Yeah,
I'm
we're
very
still having
because
fun, and you're still the one.
one of my all-time favorite things that we make, and this is, by the way, this is not healthy for you, but it is a, I think it's from like New York Times Cooking. Our friend, a mutual friend, Aaron Udick, and Raina made it for us when we were like on vacation together in Tennessee, and it's like a cauliflower and shallot cream sauce rigatoni. I always say rigatoni because of that internet video of Paul Newman's all natural rigatoni spaghetti sauce. But it's so fucking good. It's just like a creamy pasta, and then it's got panko breadcrumbs on top of it. So it's like,
oh, nice little texture.
Very creamy, great cauliflower, very crunchy taste. And then Mariah forgot that I was recording tonight. She was like, "Do you want to make this tonight?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm recording, so it's probably not the best night for that." And she goes, "I could just make it, and then you could have it when you're free." And I go, "Ha, jackpot! No making dinner for this guy. Just getting to eat the dinner. Jackpot.
Do you mind sending me that recipe?"
Dude, I absolutely do not mind. You know I got a spreadsheet with all my recipes on it. I can send you the whole fucking spreadsheet.
You were the most organized person I've ever met. Speaking of tasty little treats, last night when you were over JPC and Arnie Niekamp, I gave you each part of a Buckeye that was a gift from one Casey Tony. And I ate so many of them that when I went to offer my guests some, there was only one left.
And you had to split it in half. Casey, those Buckeyes were so fucking good. I haven't had a Buckeye in probably a decade, but next time you're in Ohio, I'm going to rent you a car that you can fill up with Buckeyes. You just tow it behind whatever
it's
you're
so
driving.
Fucking good. I might go. There's a beer place in Dayton. Casey, where are you from?
Toledo.
There's a place in Dayton that's like a beer store where they sell like a bunch of weird beers. And I know that they're fans of the podcast, so I might swing by there and then also go to Columbus.
I'm glad that you said that they were fans of the podcast because I was like, you're describing any beer store. Like, that's just many beer stores.
It's like a really cool one where it's like they had come to a live show, a Magic Tavern live show, and they brought me some of the beers, and it was like lemon meringue pie beer and something else that was like, this sounds so weird. And then I had it. I was like, this is delicious. So I might go there and then go to Columbus, Ohio to revisit my favorite bookstore in the world, the Book Loft, and to go to Kosai Museum and just do some stuff from my childhood. So,
all right. It sounds like we're doing a Midwest tour. It sounds like we're going to hit. Chicago, Indianapolis, Columbus, and we're just gonna yes, Cincinnati. Please. Maybe we hit Cincinnati. We do the full thing.
I would love that.
What if we announced
to go back to Columbus?
What if we announced a tour date and it was like, "Hey, Riddle Riddle, live! We are going to be in Cincinnati, Columbus, Toledo." And it was just five cities in Ohio:
Dayton, Cleveland. And it's like the first show we're sold out. The second show we're half full. The third through 20th show, it's like three people.
No,
and they're like,
yeah.
Terrible idea. I do like the idea. Someone said it in LA. Maybe it was Japes. You're saying to do a tour where we just perform in people's living rooms.
I think that's fantastic.
Aaron.
Aaron really wants to do that living room.
I think
tour.
That's fantastic. I would do that as long as we had protection. As long as we had some sort of.
Oh, I'll bring a condom.
Yeah, we'll bring it. I'll bring some condoms. I think that would be really, really funny. I would love to do that.
I would love to do that. It's like,
can you imagine how bad the vibes will be? Can you imagine how cringy and unlistenable? You will hear the regret in our voice so quickly. I want to do it so badly.
I would love it. I think that sounds so fun. Please invite us to your house.
Invite us to your house. Aaron, do you mind if I, because I'm also just trolling through this Discord trying to find a question. Do you mind if I pitch one to you real
quick?
Sure,
go ahead.
And okay. This
around our last question-ish.
Oh, okay. This one comes from user Bye Forever, and the question is, Aaron, what's your favorite freaking planet?
Oh, my goodness. Neptune, goodbye.
Well, don't rush. Do you want to think about it?
Oh, God, I've never had to.
Oh, I'm
I know
sorry,
it's
Aaron,
not Earth.
Bye Forever also says, and don't just say Neptune because it'll end the episode.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm between a rock and a hard planet here.
Well, I'm full of stuffing and I ain't bluffing. Serve me up cold or serve me up hot. I'll put you to sleep and that's.
That turkey's drowning.
That turkey sucks at rap.
And we're stopping.
Bye bye.
That's one of my favorite sentences I've ever heard. That turkey sucks at rap. Well, it's a turkey.
If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Riddle Riddle's Clue Crew.